honored life upon which we depend, beyond the age of iron. A document written by Z. Charnot, October 14, 1988. Human activity respects, regards, and values metal, glass, and plastic. These are substances we use to enclose, to shield, to separate. We create an inside and an outside with these substances. In order to gain these substances, we destroy trees, plants, and soil. Metal, glass, and plastics endure. They last. They don't change. We use them to construct monuments. They indicate human presence, human activity, human life. We transform iron into steel with carbon. Steel is strong. We alloy or plate the steel to eliminate corrosion, so it won't change. We resist cycling. The progress of what we call civilization is named by ages. Ages called the Age of Bronze and the Age of Iron. Metals and their use mark what we call advances. While we value what doesn't change, we depend upon what does change. We depend upon cycles. We depend upon exchanges and flow. We take in and we eliminate. We breathe. The oxygen we require for elevated body temperature we use to combine with carbon. We take in carbon as carbohydrates, as proteins, as fats. We break these substances down and distribute the energy-bearing substances to our cells. We branch and divide the oxygen flow until our blood delivers atoms of oxygen to each cell in packages we call hemoglobin. We simplify the carbon as glucose, which we divide until it arrives as molecules at the cells to combine in the reaction we call oxidation, to release energy, to provide heat, to create a cellular energy in a form we call ATP, or adenosine triphosphate, the energy currency of cells. We use the energy to move, to work, to sense, to think, to live. We adapt, we grow, we reproduce, we develop, we learn, we create knowledge and culture, we create societies and civilizations. We value and we pride ourselves in this work of humankind, this work all made possible by other life forms upon which we are dependent, totally dependent. The fundamental energy, the energy of human biological functioning, we derive from plants that take in that carbon dioxide we exhale. The glucose in our blood is capped and fixed by photosynthesis in the green surfaces of plants and certain microbes. All green plants contribute to these essential processes, wheat and weeds. The wheat doesn't just make this contribution with the grain we harvest and value, but with the grass during growth and with the straw, because of microbes. Another life form upon which we are dependent for our lives. Do we value these processes? Do we respect, regard, and honor these processes vital to our lives? No, we cut the grass to have a lawn upon which we can walk. We plow the fields to eliminate the species we perceive as competing with the plants we value economically. We view the tree as wood, as pulp, as a raw material. We don't value its leaves, its life, its growth, its oxygen-giving and energy-fixing functions. We value what we can sell, what we can exchange in a conditioned and controlled way. Dr. Suresh K. Sinha of the Indian Agricultural Research Institute spoke to more than 300 of us gathered in Toronto at the Changing Atmosphere Conference. He said that up until the present, economic opportunity determined our access to the essentials of life, but now it is environmental opportunity that determines our access to the essentials of life. Environmental opportunity. Just think. We have so affected the environment that drought, global warming, denaturing ultraviolet B radiation, acid rain, and other pollution factors are determining our access to the essentials of life. We have valued the energy of fossil fuels, the energy of hydroelectric generators, the energy of nuclear reactors, all of which augment the energy of the human form, while we have neglected, disrespected, disregarded, misused, abused, and dishonored the energy we depend upon to move our human form, to exercise our control, to think, to live. We have valued the technological enhancement of the human form while we have destroyed the life forms upon which we are dependent. The priorities are apparent. They are apparent from the time we have to live without the particular life essential provided by other life forms. Seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks. Oxygen not only to breathe, but to create and sustain the ozone layer in the stratosphere, which shields us from ultraviolet B radiation. In a matter of seconds, certain intensities can be fatal. The requirement for oxygen to breathe is a matter of minutes. Somewhere between 3 and 4 minutes is the limit. To do without water is a matter of hours. About 72 hours is the limit before we die of dehydration. We require about 2 liters a day of clean, healthy water. To be without food is a matter of days. We have about 65 days before we die of starvation. So oxygen, water, and food are the biological essentials of highest priority. All of these life essentials are provided by other life forms upon which we are dependent. The oxygen is released in photosynthesis. Water is released in transpiration, 5 to 6 times the leaf weight in a single day. Food is primarily from the energy-fixing events of photosynthesis, the creation of sugars, saccharides, carbohydrates, from carbon dioxide and water. This says nothing about the substances we must exclude, whether these are toxins which directly affect human health or life, or toxins which affect the life forms upon which we are dependent. So what we must value highly is the life upon which we are dependent, what we must respect, what we must regard, what we must honor, what we must preserve, is the life upon which human life is dependent. This requires an urgent reorientation. This requires a fundamental change. This requires a different form of knowledge, a different culture, a different direction for civilization, a different age. Not an age named by the use of a metal, not an information age, where silicon is the element we honor, but an age where we finally honor the life upon which we are dependent, an age where we honor living more than having, an age of wisdom, when we get our values balanced, rather than an age of knowledge, which attempts to be value-free.